Chapter 23, God's Method of Healing is Spiritual. You must have seen as you have studied this book that healing is spiritual. It is not mental, as Christian Science and Unity and other metaphysical teachers claim. Neither is it physical, as the medical world teaches. When God heals, he heals through the spirit. When man heals, he must either do it through the mind that is governed by the physical senses, or he does it through the physical body. You understand that man is a spirit being, and that life's greatest forces are spiritual. We have witnessed a great nation, after months of fearful warfare, conquer one of the smallest nations in the world. They conquered them physically. They are not conquered mentally yet. That will take brutal force. They are not conquered spiritually. They never will be. We can understand that the great forces in life are spiritual forces. Love and hate, fear and faith, joy and grief are all of the spirit. It is a remarkable thing that when Jesus comes on the scene as a healer, he demands faith. He declares, "Thy faith hath made thee whole. All things are possible to him that believeth." We might multiply these statements. All of them prove one thing, that all of Jesus' healings were spiritual. He demanded faith, and faith is born of the Spirit. In our own ministry, where we have seen multitudes of people healed of many kinds of incurable diseases, they have been healed invariably by the Word of God. Psalm 107:20, He sent His Word and healed them. Sin had brought the disease upon them, but the Word delivered them. The Word is the healer today. Man gets his healing by acting upon the Word. That action is called faith. We have found that healing belongs to the believer.